The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Sam Webb. Matt the Ms. Mizzler filling in for Ira Weintraub this morning. A little under the weather. Expect Ira back tomorrow. No, Ira isn't here just because they lost to Michigan State.
He had too much fun roasting bacon is what it was.
Which was a blast. We'll talk about that a little bit later. That was an absolute blast. Raised a lot of money for the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. So we'll get to that coming up. But right now, sticking with the Michigan-Michigan State game as the Wolverines fell to the Spartans yesterday in a, you know, it's a reversal of fortune. Maybe not to the extent, the margin. Michigan lost this game 70-64. But a reversal of fortune offensively, if you will, is the Wolverines struggled mightily on the first half, especially they got better coming out of the break, made the game. Michigan State extended its lead to like 10 at one point, wound up holding on to win the game by 6. Big three-pointer late from Josh Langford, one of the two three-pointers he made, or excuse me, one of the three shots he made on the day. He was able to knock that one down. So let's go ahead, though, and hear now from Isaiah Livers and Mike Smith.
Hey, guys. Either or both of you, I guess, can you speak to Eli's injury at all, his post-game spirits, I guess, his mood?
He seemed to be all right. Eli, you know, he's a warrior. He twisted his ankle. I didn't get to see the replay, but it has to be bad if Eli can't get back out there. He had a boot on. I don't know if the camera caught it or anything if you got it, but yeah. He rest up, and hopefully we get him back in time for the tournament.
And does Franz have any issue as far as you know? He was also seen kind of limping off after the final shot of the game.
No idea.
Okay. Thank you.
Ryan Sang from the Detroit Free Press.
For both of you guys, or either of you guys, when Eli is not out there, how do you guys feel his absence the most?
Mike, you want to start it off?
Say it again.
Can you start us off?
Ask the question again a minute, please.
Yeah, when Eli is not out there, where do you guys feel his absence the most?
I think on the defensive end and offensive end, both ends of the floor, you know what I mean? He makes plays offensively and defensively. You know what I mean? He's kind of like the glue guy of the team. You know what I mean? When he went down, we had to figure out another way to, you know what I mean, pick up for him. So that's kind of where both sides of the ball, just not one side of the ball.
Okay.
Eli, he's a leader, four-year player. He knows about these rivalry games. He's been in it 4 years straight. But, yeah, when a guy that important goes down, you got to adjust. It's next man up mentality, not making no excuses. We're going to watch film and see where we can improve at.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com.
That was Isaiah Livers and Mike Smith. As he said, I mean, they got some good looks. They got a few more looks, it felt like, in the on the second half, but Michigan State, as I said, they were not going to double team Hunter Dickinson. That allowed them to extend their defense and really try to run Michigan off the 3-point line as much as possible. You know, see if they can beat them off the dribble. That was not something that Michigan was able to do routinely. I mean, they did it some, but you know, the looks that they did get, to Mike Smith's point, they weren't able to knock down. Miz. I mean, it's one of those things. They gotta shoot it better, but at the same time, I think their rhythm is thrown off a bit when a team is able to stymie Hunter in that way. I mean, this wasn't taking Hunter away with a double team. They responded very well to that, and they get wide open looks when teams try to do that. Right, but in this particular game, mean, he got it in the post one-on-one and was just not able to capitalize. And look, he was able to do that in the last game. So there's, to me, there's no reason to think that that'll be a recurring theme against that team. You know, maybe against Illinois you would worry about it with Kofi Coburn, but not against Michigan State. They play him again that way. You expect for him to have more success. You expect for them to be able to knock down a few more of their open looks. But like I said, you know, I really feel like and hope that, you know, in instances where, you know, they are bogged down offensively, I think this is really the key. When they're bogged down offensively and they're looking for something to work, hope, you know, trying to run more stuff for Isaiah, whether it's isolating him in the post or running him some off-ball screen action, whether that could accentuate some of the things that they're already doing. They did put him in some two-man game situations yesterday. That just wasn't as effective. They weren't as effective in those scenarios as we've seen them be in other contests. But after the game, also got a chance to hear from Juwan Howard. Here is the head man himself, Juwan Howard.
We'll try to get this started for you right away. If you just want to start off, because everybody's going to ask you about the status of Eli, could you just tell us what you might know about his ankle?
I don't have much information to give you about Eli's injury.
Okay, first up.
We'll take a look and see, you know, after we've had our doctors take a look at it. But right now, I don't have any information to give you.
First up is Steve Kornacki from the Wolverine Report.
Hello, Juwan. What's your primary teaching point from this game to your team?
It's a learning. Every game you learn from, and today we learned where from start to finish a team that was more aggressive, more active on both ends of the floor, wanted it more than we did. We got to do a better job of really matching teams' physicality.
Next up is Easton Sears from umhoops.com.
Juwan, it looked like Franz was limping a little bit on that last play. I guess, did anything happen with him? Is he okay?
I have no idea, man. I don't.
Next up is John Borton with the Wolverine.
Juwan, you mentioned them wanting it more. Obviously, they were desperate to make the NCAAs. They're in their own building. Is that a tough psychological setup to overcome after you'd won the title?
You know, I'm not into Sigmund Freud or anything like that. I just know that basketball, that you have to be ready to play from start to finish versus a team that you won, you know, convincingly in your building, and now you play in their building. And a team like that, who was, you know, one of the things that they pride themselves on is physicality. You know, we was not the aggressor they were.
Next is Orion Sang from the Detroit Free Press.
Juwan, I know you might have more to share after watching the game film back, but what was your first impression of the offensive performance, and what did you think you guys could do better?
First, we can do better making better decisions. You know, there were some questionable shot selection. I love guys' aggressiveness, but we have to be smart aggressive. And then, you know, there were times too where we were missing guys when they were open, and we can't have those moments either. But I'm sure it on film. Film don't lie.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up, right? You can't anoint yourself a champ. If that were the case, like I said, let's run that 2013 banner raising back and change it, you know, from Final Four to national champion. You know, because Michigan can lay claim to that. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, bum foul call. And then you were playing against a team that really, in the grand scheme of things, shouldn't have had all those guys in there. You know, they were in there fresh off a brothel visit, man. That's not right. Michigan should be the 2013 national champ. They, if I'm not mistaken, they went back and vacated some victories. Went back and took away some success. Make Michigan the champ. Right? That's how we do it, right? We just anoint ourselves.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
No, Illinois, that's not how it works, Illinois. Not how it works. But anyway, we need to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.